Good afternoon, everyone. We're just going to wait for one more person to join and then we will have a quorum. Okay, there we are. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Maida Mountain Village Public Infrastructure District meeting. Before we begin this public meeting, we would like to make a few reminders and recognize the following board members in attendance: Madam Chair Nicole Cottle, Mike Ostermiller, Kurt Krieg, and Gary Harder. Board members, we ask that you indicate your name before commenting or making a motion for the public record. If you would like to make a comment during a public hearing portion of the meeting, please use the raise hand functionality. A staff member will unmute you when it is appropriate. With those reminders, I'll turn the floor over to the chair to conduct today's meeting.
Very good. Thank you so much. We will start by item number one, review and approve minutes from the May 4th meeting. I'll turn it to the board for either review or a motion, please.
I'll make a motion that we approve those May 4th minutes.
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, that motion carries. We'll go on to item number two, which is a staff presentation from Paula Eldridge. Paula, please.
Thanks, Madam Chair. My name is Paula Eldridge. I am MIDA's CFO, but I'm also the budget officer for this public infrastructure district. For this meeting, I'd like to share the results of our fraud risk assessment with the members of the PID board. We do a fraud risk assessment every year at the MIDA level. As you know, the Mountain Village PID does not have finance staff for its own financial systems, and it relies solely on MIDA to provide those services. As we use the tool that is provided by the Office of the Auditor of the State of Utah. And as we went through that assessment process this year, we have assessed the fraud risks as at being at a very low level. These results are typically shared, or they are shared with MIDA executive team, with the MIDA audit committee and the MIDA board. This year, we're actually bringing them to the PID boards and we'll be reporting them as such. The main contributors to that low rating are the controls that we have over the separation of duties associated with handling of cash and other assets. So with that, I would just open it up for any questions from the board.
Thank you, Paula. Any questions? Okay, seeing none, we'll have you head right into the budget presentation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So the main changes to this budget compared to what we presented last month is due to two things. One, we received better information on property values, and so the pledged revenues have increased by a significant amount. I got on the capital outlay, the TAR bond, the subordinate bond, that those revenues have increased by, let's see, oh, the transfers from the general fund are up about $2 million as a result of that improved forecast. And then the other item is, as we have paid down, or we have paid the construction costs and reimbursed the construction costs, those amounts have also reduced the funds available for next year. So it's a good story. It means that we're actually spending the funds, the project funds that were provided by our financing. And then the other item, you'll see a transfers to the general fund that represents the amount of funds committed to Jamara as a result of the 2025 bond that we issued in December of last year. So with that, I would just open it up for any questions.
Thank you, Paula. Any questions from the board? Okay, wonderful. Seeing none, we'll go on to the next. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead, Mr. Harder.
Now, Madam Chair, I am certainly not trying to jump in on the chairmanship piece of this, but I know you and I are on, I think Mike are on every board, and some were chairs and some were not. If I just looked at the minutes had you making motions last time and attending and had me listed as the chair. I'm just trying to make sure we got it right. Because as I think may, you know, when we sign some documents and stuff about authorizing bonds and things, I know sometimes we sign as the chair and then committee members.
Yes,
Doesn't
sir.
matter to me. I don't. I just want to make
No.
sure we don't get something messed around. That's
I
all.
see that. No, fantastic. Let's have our staff check that right now. I actually checked right before this meeting and was, well, a little bit before this meeting and was informed I was the chair, but staff, can you confirm that?
Yeah, just because I know when we do the bond sometimes, right? We
Yep.
take their motions and we have to sign documents. I just want to make sure that all that stuff lines up. That's all.
Absolutely. I think that's appropriate.
Right.
And I do see you're in the minutes where I have made motions. You are right.
I am looking, this is Richard Catton, legal counsel. I am looking at a document that was sent to me recently by the staff of all the boards. And for this board, it lists Nicole. Nope,
Okay.
I'm sorry. It lists Gary Harder as the chair.
Gary.
I was getting it confused with the Mountain Veterans Program for a
Well, I
second.
know that's me too. I get
Yeah,
confused
Gary
with those
Harder
as
is the chair.
well.
Carl McMillan was vice chair, and the other members were
Sir,
Kurt, Mike,
I
and
am
Nicole.
so sorry. I did double check, but
No,
let's. I'm glad you brought it up. You should please take. I think that's exactly right. We want to make sure we've got it right. Yes, I
Yeah, like I
apologize.
said, my main piece isn't for the conduct of the meeting. My main piece is to make sure when we're doing the
Absolutely.
other stuff, that if somebody ever goes back and checks everything, that we have the right people who are signing on the right lines. That's it. I mean,
Yep.
if it doesn't matter, that's fine.
No, you are back in the action, and I appreciate the heads up. Yeah, no, great. We got our wires crossed, and I think it might be because we have those are close, the Mida Mountain Village PID and the MVP. That might be why
Yeah.
our wires are crossed. I apologize, but thank you. Yes, and
So,
sir.
we'll let the minutes reflect that you are transferring the conduct of the meeting over to me.
Perfect. Let's do
Okay,
that.
great. Now, I don't know where we were in the meeting anymore. I think we were getting down to Paula doing your piece on, you were talking about obviously the things that you've done to make sure we're good financially and we have internal controls and all that. And we were getting ready to go over now to the budget. Am I on track with where we are in the meeting?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So let's go to back over to the agenda item number two, Paula, to finish out what you were there, then we'll go through the public hearing pieces that if you would.
And
You
Mr.
bet.
Chair, I might chime in. I'm looking at Morgan's confirmation and I read it wrong. She says it exactly right, and I read it wrong when she sent it to me. So my sincerest apologies
Oh,
for taking over.
I
And
bet.
Morgan, my other sincerest apologies for reading that wrong. Thank you so much. And thanks for stopping us, sir.
Yeah,
It's my fault.
I wanted to
That's
get it corrected
twice.
before we got to the resolution piece, to
Yes,
be
sir.
honest with
Thank
you.
you.
I wanted to do that. Paul,
Very good.
please.
My apologies. My fault.
All good.
Thank you so
It's all
much.
good. Paula,
Thank
over
you,
to you.
Mr.
Anything you
Chair.
would like to talk on the budget piece then? Then we'll go to public hearing after that.
Thank you, sir. The only thing that I would point out that the changes that were made from the preliminary budget to the final budget really impact are really impacting the bond and the financing part of this PID. The other part of this PID, the operations part, those budget numbers have not changed. So just point that out and then just open it up for any questions from the board.
Yeah, this is a very sizable, this one's a very sizable budget that we have on this one. So I turn it over to any questions from the board itself. Sorry, we kind of went on a diversion there for a moment. But any questions the board has on either the revenue side or the expenditure side and the uses of the funds that are part of this PID? Thank you, Nicole. So let's go over that. Hearing none, let me go over and we will open it up for a public hearing on the proposed budget. I'm looking for a motion to open a public hearing, please.
I'll make that motion that we open a public hearing to hear from anyone that would like to discuss this budget.
Thank you, Nicole. We have a motion looking for a second.
Second.
Thank you, Mike. We have a motion and a second to open a public hearing. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, we're in a public hearing. We're looking for any public comments, either in person or online, for a proposed budget for fiscal year 2026-2027 for the Maida Mountain Village PID. Morgan?
Mr. Chair, I am
Ma'am.
here at the Anchor location in Heber City. There is nobody that wants to make a public comment, and there are no hands up on Zoom to make a public comment.
Thank you very much. With that being said, we have no public comments. I'm looking for a motion and a second to close the public hearing.
I move we close the public hearing.
Thank you, Mike.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Kurt. We have a motion and a second to close the public hearing. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I'll rule that that passes unanimously. Now we're in for any proposed board action on a consideration of the resolution for adopting a final budget for fiscal year 2026-2027. Before I do that, Paula, is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Paula. I turn the board for action.
I would make a motion that we approve resolution 2026-02 and adopt the final budget for fiscal year 26-27.
Thank you. We
I'll
have a
second.
motion. Did I hear a second? Was
Yeah,
that you?
second.
Thank you,
That's
Mike.
fine.
We have a motion and we have a second for the approval of the resolution 2026-02. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you very much. That resolution is passed. We'll now turn it over for our annual training. Derek?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, board members. Derek Brenchley, Chief Operating Officer, MIDA. As with all PIDs, state law requires that every public body, such as this PID, conducts a training on an Open Public Meetings Act annually. Again, inside your board packets and posted on the public notice website for this meeting is a one-page document that serves as your training. However, I'll cover the kind of 10,000-foot highlights. This PID board, as you know, like all public bodies, exists to conduct the public's business. As a general rule, all PID board meetings are open to the public, unless there is a legal basis to close the meeting. Those legal basis is outlined in statute for very specific reasons to close the meeting. Closed meetings can be closed, or I'm sorry, closed meetings may be initiated, but if a quorum is present and two-thirds of the members approve the closing of the meeting, no votes are allowed in closed meetings. So that means votes on resolutions, ordinances, contracts, etc. For the definition of a meeting, it has to meet three key criteria. First, the quorum of the body is present. Second, it's convened by an individual with the proper lawful authority. Third, it's convened with the express purpose of receiving public comment, deliberating, or taking action upon a relevant matter. Relevant matter is also defined in statute. For public notices, all public meetings must be noticed appropriately. Nearly all meetings need to be noticed 24 hours in advance. Some meetings, like this budget one, requires even further notice. But on the other hand, there are certain circumstances in which you can have an emergency meeting. For predetermining public body action, as board members, a quorum of you cannot work together outside of a public meeting to deliberately predetermine an action that will come before the board. You're free to text and email each other, of course, as a matter of course of business, but please refrain from doing so during a public meeting, as those discussions should be public. Again, take a look at the one pager in your packet. If you have any questions now, I'm happy to help, or if you have questions in the future, we can have a member of staff assist you.
Thank you, Derek. Are there any questions from any members of the board? All right. Are there any other pieces of business? Do they have any other comments from the board members today? All right. Then I'll be looking for a final motion to close our meeting.
It's Mike. I move to adjourn.
Thank you, Mike.
Second.
Thank you, Nicole. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you very much today, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Meeting adjourned 4:15. Thanks, everyone.
Nice job, Morgan.
Thanks, Gary.